I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is there a division that immediately jumps out as the best QB division in football? Is there one that completely jumps out to you before we get to this list from NFL.com?
Tough to say any. Yes, there is. The NFC South.
Okay.
Drew Brees, second best quarterback of all time behind Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Matt Ryan, beast. Cam Newton, NFL MVP. Jameis.
Former. You hated him last year.
He had a down year.
Okay.
And then Jameis Winston, who is, he's got growing to do. So I would think the NFC South would be the best division.
Okay.
Quarterback-wise.
Roy, do you have one that immediately jumps out? Number one.
No, not one that jumps out immediately. I would be remiss if I didn't think that the NFC North was in that conversation. I know we don't know much of Mitchell Trubisky, but Stafford, Cousins has proven himself, and obviously Aaron Rodgers is the cream of the crop. I look at that division and I say, like, those are three quarterbacks who I think any team in the league would be happy to have them, you know, starting for them. Whereas I look at the South and I think Cam, while most people would probably want him to start, is like a little bit on the cusp there. Jameis Winston, not really in the conversation, in my opinion. So it's kind of about Brees and Ryan versus Rodgers and Stafford. I think I like the upside of the North, just slightly.
NFC North is listed at number one, and I agree with you, Roy. When you have the givens of Stafford, Rodgers, and Cousins, you know, I would compare Mitchell Trubisky to Jameis Winston, who I've never been high on. I'm out on Winston, so there's nothing there for me. I would go NFC North, and NFC South has always been in the conversation, but they're not listed as number two. Listed at number two is the NFC West.
Oh, what? Simmer down. All right,
that's a little bit presumptuous. It's just presumptuous.
Who wrote this?
On the front of Garoppolo, I mean, Goff to a lesser extent, and then Rosen, you know nothing about. So I believe in Russell Wilson, top five quarterback in the NFL. On his own, no question about that. But then you're given a lot.
There is a question, but that's another discussion.
Sure. Okay. Well, he's answered all those questions for me, but the guys who haven't answered questions or that still have questions to answer, very much Jimmy Garoppolo. Look at the teams he played and the teams he had success against and tell me that that was stiff competition, number one. And then Jared Goff, don't want to take anything away from him last year, but it could be a little bit of the Dak effect, where you were great when you had a terrific running game to balance things out for you, to anchor your offense.
Yeah.
But by yourself, I don't necessarily know how much you could carry my team.
Yeah, he could end up looking good. NFL.com can end up looking good here if Goff has the same year. Garoppolo is as good as advertised, and Josh Rosen is solid. But right now, I think you'd have to go with the NFC South.
Yeah, this is you need some oven mitts for this hot take. You bust out the oven mitts.
NFC South is listed at number three. Now, while we go through this,
we're still in the NFC. 1, 2, 3, yeah. All in the NFC, right?
Yeah.
And we haven't named our division yet.
I just don't know how you can have the South behind the West, man. I just don't know.
Like, I agree.
You know,
I agree.
Matt Ryan, if you were to just break down number one, if you were to rank the quarterbacks number one through four, like, who's a better number two quarterback in a division in the NFL than Matt Ryan? There just isn't one.
Matt Stafford.
You think Stafford's better than Ryan?
I think Stafford's in the conversation with him, and that's why I have the North.
It's an argument. I'm not going to go crazy about it.
It's an argument.
I'm not going to go crazy about it, but yeah, Matt Ryan is an excellent number two.
I'll tell you this. I think the division that has the highest floor in terms of who their worst quarterback is, it's the NFC East. When you look at Dak, Wentz, Eli, and Alex Smith, like, there's two really decent veterans that have played the game for a really long time. Maybe Eli's the worst of the four. And then you got to give Wentz his credit. And I think most of us still believe in Dak to a marginal extent. Even the least, you know, least optimistic of us still believe he has the opportunity to do something great.
NFC North number one, NFC West number two, NFC South number three, AFC West number four, according to NFL.com. You have Phillip Rivers, Derek Carr, Case Keenum, Pat Mahomes. Is the AFC West, RJ, better than our division, quarterback-wise?
Well, Rivers is the best quarterback of the eight.
Then Wentz or Smith? I would agree with that statement. I think Rivers is the best quarterback of the eight.
Yeah, I won't go crazy, but, you know, Carson was going to be the MVP.
He was. Yeah, he is 50-50. One good, one bad.
and he's
coming off an injury. So, like, you have to factor that one in.
Okay, so go ahead. Continue your point.
But I would say Rivers is the number one quarterback of the eight. And then probably, you know, then probably Carson, just considering of his talent.
Yes. And then it's either Derek Carr, Alex Smith, or Case.
Yeah, I'm out on Derek Carr.
Okay.
I'm just out on Derek Carr. I would probably put Alex Smith there. I don't know.
Okay. So AFC West number four, NFC East listed as number five. Here's the write-up. This is the toughest division to place. I love Alex Smith. I've long defended him, but he's a downgrade from Kirk Cousins. Manning got benched last year. Admittedly, this was handled in horrific fashion by the Giants, powers that be. Eli was not playing like an NFL starting quarterback. Now you got Nate Solder, Saquon, and a healthy Odell. It will mean the world to him, but how much is left in the tank at age 37? Prescott experienced a sophomore slump. I choose to always believe Zeke makes Dak. So 16 games of the running back works wonders for Dak's play. Getting rid of Dez was addition by subtraction. Carson Wentz is a star. He's going to get my MVP vote before the season-ending injury in week 14. I assume he'll be healthy in 2018 with all signs pointing that way, and I can't wait to watch him again. He's special.
Mm.
So the NFC East at number five.
So many wrong things thrown in there. Running backs don't make quarterbacks. Offensive lines make quarterbacks.
Okay.
Just kind of put that in your pipe and smoke at NFL.com. Dak will be as good as the offensive line is. If the offensive line's like it was last year, he will be as bad as he was last year.
Hmm. All right. I concede that point. That's a fair point. I mean, I've said yes.
Well, of course it's fair. It's right.
I said that the running back kind of made the quarterback, but you're right. It's more about the offensive line
both. I mean, it all helps.
You're right.
And I think offensive lines and quarterbacks help make running backs too.
I mean,
if you got a really good quarterback.
No, you're right.
You know,
the offensive line is the key to both of them.
I don't think you can do either one without... I mean, you really need all three.
Number six, AFC East.
Oh.
What?
Oh. Oven mitts.
I mean, if it wasn't for Brady, this would far and away be the worst.
Tom Brady, Sam Darnold, Ryan Tannehill, Josh Allen. Number seven, AFC South, Deshaun, Luck, Bortles, Mariota.
That's way undervalued there. Way undervalued. Yeah. Marcus Mariota is really, really solid.
He might be, but they're right. I think in terms of just the rankings, I think they're right where they need to be comparatively. Like,
I thought you just flipped about the AFC East being six.
No. AFC East should be worst.
Okay.
They should be last if it weren't for Brady. I assume this article is giving so much credit to Brady that he kind of leaps past the combination of Luck and Watson and Mariota, but I don't have a problem with the AFC South being ranked in the bottom three because, I mean, there are four quarterbacks that really, like, haven't done anything.
Well, the problem with this is that you've got two rookies in the AFC East that we have no idea what they're going to do. Ryan Tannehill's coming off an injury. And then you got Brady, obviously, who's unknown. But in the South, there's unknowns with Deshaun and Andrew Luck, but we know that when they're healthy, they can be quality NFL players. We know what Mariota he's essentially gotten better every single year. And Blake Bortles is coming off his best year. So, like, there is more to me, there's a more known quantity to the AFC South than the AFC East.
Number eight, dead last, the AFC North, Joe Flacco, Andy Dalton, Tyrod Taylor, Ben Roethlisberger.
Underrated. Tyrod's an underrated quarterback. Ben he's got tons of weapons. He's a very good player. You know, Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco, they're guys.
Yeah.
They're guys.
So who's
they're not terrible quarterbacks, but they're guys.
So who's your worst?
Man, I'd probably put
the East, AFC East.
Probably put the AFC East there. I mean, I just we have no idea about Josh Allen or Sam Darnold. Just no idea.
Right.
And to be quite honest, the NFC West is closer to the worst than the best, I think. I mean, you got Russell Wilson, that's really good. And then what do you have? Unknown, and Jared Goff coming off of a great year.
It's amazing the polarizing opinion on a couple of different quarterbacks. You're either all in or not buying. Garoppolo is one. Andrew Luck is the poster boy for this. Mahomes is getting a ton of love. Don't really know what Jared Goff I still have on that list for me. Now, maybe you're all in on Goff. Maybe. I'm still thinking about Sean McVay and Todd Gurley with the impact there. And Case Keenum. You know, what was Case Keenum last year? What will he be for the Denver Broncos?
Yeah, people are like that. Seem to be like that. Kirk Cousins, Josh Allen, same thing. There's a lot of questions. I mean, you're either all in or you're all out on these guys. I bet you could put Dak in that conversation. You could probably put Derek Carr in that conversation.
Yes. Well, and that's kind of how I look at it. As I look through each division, I think, like, would I be more than comfortable with this quarterback at the helm? And for the AFC East, there's only one, you would say, with Tom Brady. For the NFC West, there's probably two, Wilson and Goff, but like everybody else's, maybe two, and some of them probably three. The East, though, Brady's the only one. You wouldn't want Allen or Tannehill or Darnold. No one would feel comfortable with that. And in the North, Roethlisberger's the only one. And you wouldn't want Dalton, and you wouldn't want Mayfield, and you wouldn't want Flacco to make you feel comfortable.
Yes.
For a game tomorrow.
Yeah. But part of this fun is projecting and saying that, you know, these quarterbacks I have a good idea on. It'd be a little bit boring if you just went, I guess, by what you knew. But there's some hot takes. NFL.com having the NFC East as the fifth best quarterback in division. Now rank the East quarterbacks real quick. I'm going Carson, Alex, Dak, Eli, and I really don't have any hesitation. Even though Alex Smith, you could say, maybe that was a fluky year. You know, that was an aberration. All of a sudden, he was playing like an MVP. We've seen him in the league for a long time. But I'll go Carson, Alex, Dak, Eli.
I don't think that's crazy. I'd probably go the same way. You know, I don't know how Alex is going to deal with Washington, new system. Because Kansas City really fit what he did well. They were not a risk-taking offense a lot of times.
Right.
I don't know how it would work in Washington. But, yeah, based on just what we've seen from them, I think that's fair. I think that's a good way to put it.
We have a consensus. It's exactly how I would rank the four of them as well.
There we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.